Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. Brethren, let us fear, lest any of you be judged to have failed to reach it. For good news came to us just as to them. But the message which they heard did not benefit them, because it did not meet with faith in the hearers. For we who have believed enter that rest, as he has said, "As I swore in my wrath, they shall never enter my rest," although his works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he has somewhere spoken on the seventh day in this way, "And God rested on the seventh day from all his works." And again in this place he said, "They shall never enter my rest." Since therefore it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly received the good news failed to enter because of disobedience, again he sets a certain day, today, saying through David so long afterward, in the words already quoted, "Today when you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, for if Joshua had given them rest, God would not speak later of another day." So then there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For whoever enters God's rest also ceases from his labors, as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, that no one fall by the same sort of disobedience. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And before him no creature is hidden, but all are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Today's Gospel is according to St. Mark, chapter 8, verses 22 through 26. At that time, Jesus came to Bethsaida, and some people brought to him a blind man and begged him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. And when he had spit on his eyes and laid his hands upon him, he asked him, "Do you see anything?" And he looked up and said, "I see men, but they look like trees walking." Then again he laid his hands upon his eyes, and he looked intently and was restored, and saw everything clearly. And he sent him away to his home, saying, "Do not even enter the village." On this day, the 11th of December, we commemorate Daniel the Stylite of Constantinople. This saint was from the village of Marutha in the region of Samosata in Mesopotamia. He became a monk at the age of 12. After visiting Saint Simeon the Stylite and receiving his blessing, he was moved with zeal to follow his marvelous way of life. At the age of 42, guided by Providence, he came to Annapolis in the environs of Constantinople in the days of the Holy Patriarch Anatolius, who was also healed by St. Daniel of a very grave malady and sought to have him live near him. Upon coming to Annapolis, St. Daniel first lived in the church of the Archangel Michael, but after some 9 years, St. Simeon the Stylite appeared to him in a vision, commanding him to imitate his own ascetical struggle upon a pillar. The remaining 33 years of his life, he stood for varying periods on three pillars, one after another. He stood immovable in all weather, and once his disciples found him covered with ice after a winter storm. He was a counselor of emperors. The pious Emperor Leo the Great fervently loved him and brought his royal guests to meet him. It was at St. Daniel's word that the holy relics of St. Simeon the Stylite were brought to Constantinople from Antioch. And it was in his days that the Emperor Leo had the relics of the three holy children brought from Babylon. St. Daniel also defended the church against the error of the Eutychians. Having lived through the reigns of the emperors Leo, Zeno, and Basiliscus, he reposed in 490 at the age of 84. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.